all things bright and beautiful, really?
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known creation evangelist from Australia.
When we look at today's world, we see death and violence and suffering all around. Yet we often sing that hymn, "All things bright and beautiful, the Lord God made them all." How do we reconcile this? Let me give you a good Australian illustration here. Imagine you're in an Australian rainforest and you touch a gimpy gimpy tree, highly poisonous. While running to the ocean to wash off the poison, you step on one of our deadly blue-ringed octopi. In excruciating pain, you're then stung by the sea stinger that can kill you in minutes, and then you stumble out of the ocean and fall into a crocodile-infested river. Now, do you then start singing, "All things bright and beautiful, the Lord God made them all"? Now, don't get me wrong, we do see beauty in God's creation, but we need another verse, I think, for this hymn. "All things marred and mutated, because the Lord God cursed them all." You see, the whole of creation's groaning because of sin and the curse. We live in a world of beauty, but marred by sin.
In an eye-opening DVD, Ken Ham explores this question of why God allows suffering, disease, and death in our sin-cursed world. It's an excellent 30-minute DVD, and it's available to you for your donation of any size. Just call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 24 hours a day at 888-89-ANSWERS, or on our website of answersoffer.org.